Oh, there we go. Is this Nightmare on My Street?
Yes, it is.
By the Fresh Prince.
By the Will Fresh Smith Prince.
And DJ Jazzy Jeff. Happy Halloween Eve to everybody. Yeah. By the way, if you want to play the picks versus the spread game with us, our NFL game, right now, caller 7, because we're going to talk to Mac here, but want to get him lined up, 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-3776. Caller 7 will win a Corona cooler, and not just a regular cooler. It's worth $200. This is a big, 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 bad you-know-what cooler from Corona and our friends at Corona, and then you can play the game with us.
Mac, should we toss in a T-shirt, too?
I mean, we could toss in a T-shirt. You got to talk to Greg about that. I don't know about that.
Greg, toss in a T-shirt.
All right. We'll do it.
Sexy ones.
A Sedano and LZ T-shirt. They are very nice. They have the good – it's the good cotton.
It really is.
Yeah. So, Mac is joining us here now. LAFC doing their thing. Mac, how are you feeling before we get on to our nonsense?
Yeah, I'm feeling better. I was actually supposed to join the team as a neutral in training. So, that's good. I'm at the point now where I can run properly, cutting better. So it's only a matter of time until my ankle loosens up. And hopefully for the Portland game, I'm fully available for selection.
All right.
Oh,
sweet.
Wow. That's soon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
nice.
Awesome.
Yeah, sure.
Nice. Well, that's good to
awesome.
Hear. That's good to hear. So we got plenty of stuff to talk about with you guys because you're on a nice little run here. Which, look, let's face it, earlier this season wasn't so much fun. Now we're starting to have fun again here. Let's ask you the more important questions today. No disrespect to the MLS and LAFC. What is the Halloween candy of choice for you, Mac?
I haven't gone trick-or-treating in like...
I know, but when you
I
were a kid, where did you...
Long.
We know you don't eat chocolate. We know. We learned this a couple of weeks ago.
Do you guys
You're
eat
like
candy
Laura.
In Canada?
They have candy.
Say it again, sorry?
Do you have candy in Canada? Is that allowed?
Yeah, we have candy. No, so when I was younger, I did eat chocolate back in the day. It was like an O. Henry bar. I don't think they make them anymore. But
Henry.
You know that? Yeah.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Yeah. Perfect, man. I love caramel a lot. So had a lot inside. It was a good choice for me.
Yeah. And then, like, no candy? Like hard candy, nothing like that? That wasn't your thing either growing up?
I was like a big Skittles guy.
Okay.
So whenever I could get Skittles in my bag, I was happy. So if I had those two, it was a successful night.
So you guys have, you know, you're in the postseason with your victory over Houston. Congratulations on that.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Thank you.
My question is there pressure watching the Lakers, watching the Dodgers do their thing? And now we're looking at the Rams, and perhaps we're looking at you as well. Do you feel that at all, or do you just congratulate those guys and just don't feel like it's attached to you or your team in any form or fashion in this city?
No, I don't think it's pressure. I think if it's anything, it's motivation. You know, seeing what a championship could do to the city of Los Angeles firsthand is amazing. And I think it gives every player more determination to push extra hard to get to that final and win it. So we don't have pressure on us from those guys being successful, but we want to do our part for the city of LA and bring a championship home too.
So what is it like? I mean, I know there's no fans, right? And that mm-hmm. stuff makes it a little different. You know, you guys want your supporters there, certainly. But beating the Galaxy is always a good thing, right? That's always fun, fans or not, right?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, obviously we have a good rivalry with the Galaxy. You know, they're a historic club, one of the most historically successful clubs in MLS. And obviously we were the new kids on the block earlier on, and now we just always want to be able to have a good game, give our fans a good show, and you know, it's a powerhouse for the city to have two football giants playing. So whenever we can win, we're excited. And we always look forward to the games because they know they mean so much more. But, yeah, winning in the past week was great, and it was a good push for the guys to get that victory.
How hard is it for you, though, to watch that push without you?
No, it's fine. You know, that's the part of team, right? when some guys can't play due to injury or lack of form, other guys have to step up. So I'm excited to see my team do well and just hopefully I can bring something more to the team and not lower the standards when I get back in. So I'm excited and I want to make sure that, you know, I'm fully healthy for the playoffs and I can just, you know, be another weapon for Bob.
Speaking of Bob, 170th career victory. He's now all alone in third place, you know, all time. Like, did you guys celebrate? Like, what did you do for him?
No, nothing. Absolutely nothing.
That's totally him, though, I feel like. That's very on brand for him.
Yeah, I think coaches like that, they, you know, they just think about the next game, you know, and at the end of their career, they'll look back and see what they've accomplished. But no, no one even flinched at that. I saw it, and it's a good thing, but I'm sure Bob doesn't care too much about it.
You know, not to bring the conversation down, but you did have a couple of guys, a couple of players test positive for COVID. How did that information disseminate and how did that impact the squad?
Well, we found out, that a player had tested positive the day of our game. But he wasn't in, he was already away from the team. So they did a rapid test, made sure everyone was good before the game. Then we did a test after and we got two more positives. One was a player not playing and the other one was playing. So, you know, the MLS has done a good job to make sure there's protocols in place for things like this. We have testing already today and we'll have testing again for the next 12 days straight. And I don't know what the next steps are. But as of now, we are not training, so we will see what happens in tonight if we can train tomorrow. But yeah, it's unfortunate. We did a really good job considering we're based in California, which was a big state for the COVID infections, and we did a good job up to this part. So I'm hoping these guys can get healthy quickly and we can get back to doing what we do.
So, look, from a scoring perspective, Diego has done such a fantastic job for you guys this season. Mm-hmm. But you get Carlos back. What does it feel like to have that guy back? I mean, he's the MVP of the league, for God's sake.
Yeah, no, it's amazing. You know, and I don't think the timing could be any more perfect. You know, Carlos just adds so much more to the game, and I think he really instills fear into the opponents, and which allows other players to have more space. Having him on the field just adds to everything we've been trying to do this year, and I'm just glad that, you know, on his first game back, he scores, and, you know, it's just for him to continue to keep going and push to get back to his MVP caliber level.
Are you going to go trick-or-treating now?
He doesn't like candy.
Like, I know you didn't do it before, but I mean, like, 2020 is a weird year where weird stuff happens, and you're not going to, like, you know, try something different?
I live downtown, man. I live in a high-rise, so if I leave my building or I go on different floors, that's probably it. But there's no houses around here where you can go knock on houses and get some candy. There are no kids down here.
Yeah,
I know. I mean, I live downtown too. I get it. Did you hear all the fireworks a couple of nights ago?
Oh my gosh. Yes.
Did you go out?
The epicenter is like, I'm in the middle of it. So yeah, I heard all of it.
Did you go out that night?
No, I'm not. No, not at all. Like, I celebrated from my balcony. I said, woo, you know, and then that's it. I have to go to bed. I have training. So
wait, hold up. You said, woo? I don't have the luxury. It's been 32 damn years, and all you had is a woo?
Hey, man. Man has to rest.
It's been 3 years for me. I've been in L.A. for 3 years. So 32 for other people, but for me, 3 years. So it's quick.
And he's got a rest. He's got rehab to worry about.
Yeah. I got to try and help the team bring another championship to L.A.
Exactly.
So all right. And when you win, I'm going to be like, woo.
Yeah, LZ's going to whoop you when you win.
I was in the streets, bruh. I was in the streets. I was drunk. I was whooping and hollering. I was out there keeping you up at night. But when you guys win, I'm going to be like, woo.
God, I have to be safe, man. I can't be out there.
Yeah, he's a professional athlete, man. He's a well-conditioned machine out there.
Condition isn't bad.
Yeah, but nobody's counting on your body to do anything. You know what I mean?
You better check with my husband on that.
Yeah, we just need...
all right, before we let you go, Mac, and of course, next match, I want to make sure we get that there. LC, you crazy, man. Next match is Sunday.
You started it.
At 7:30 here on the station against San Jose. Scariest horror movie character is who, Mac?
Honestly, I was listening to you guys ask these people before, and I was, like, telling my girlfriend as soon as I heard one of the guys' response, but the Candyman is, like, I need to watch that movie, but watching the trailer of the new one, that has to be the one, for sure.
Okay. All right. Yeah, don't look in a mirror, man.
That has to be the one.
Don't look in a mirror.
Yeah.
Scare you every damn time. All right, Mac, LAFC, San Jose, Sunday, 7:30. You can catch it right here on 710 ESPN. Thank you, brother. Always appreciate the time. Get healthy and stay safe.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. You too. Have a good night.
You too, man. See ya.
He's going to crazy.
Whoop. He whoop.
He said woo.
All right. Here it is. Picks against the spread. Caller 7. Did we get a caller 7 already?
We do. We have one.
Who is it?
His name is Alfredo from Santa Barbara.
Alfredo from Santa Barbara. I'm going to Spanish it up, even though nobody actually does it that way. Just for the hell of it.
That was aggressive.
He's going to play. Explain to him during the break how we do it. We will be back to play picks against the spread. And then I negotiated, LZ. Scott Kaplan is going to join us early for Crosstalk. So you can thank me later. Yeah. So we can start get our drink on early on a Friday. All right. We got picks against the spread in 2 minutes.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Sedano and LZ with you here. We got our picks against the spread here coming up in a second. You can vote on ESPN Los Angeles' Twitter account for our Halloween candy snake draft. Laura had Snickers, Three Musketeers, Sour Patch Kids, and Vero Elotes Chili Lollipops. Greg had Reese's, 100 Grand Bar, Starburst, and Tootsie Roll.
Starburst is delicious.
You beat my ass with that weak-ass list?
And then LZ has M&M's, Skittles, Hot Tamales, and Butterfinger. You got too much hand candy, LZ, like stuff you can put on your hand. The Butterfinger is good.
All candies are eaten with their hand.
No, I know, but like stuff that you can like out of a pack that you could just put in your hand and just like eat a mouthful. Butterfinger is a good pull. And then I've got Kit Kat, Twix, Crunch, and Hershey bar, just the traditional, you know what I mean? And I think we can call this. You know how on Tuesday, LZ, on Election Day, you can just call California before the damn thing starts? I feel like we can call this already because I've got 58.4% of the vote.
It's early, man. It's early.
Okay.
I mean, we're about to do the picks against the spread, right?
Right.
Remember, you had 0 points. I had one, and Greg had like 5 billion.
Yeah, and now I've caught him, and you're right behind him too. Yes,
exactly.
Okay, so we'll leave it. We'll leave it up. It's a whole day. We'll leave it up for a whole day. Second is Greg at 17.7. So as much as I made fun of his Tootsie Roll,
exactly,
he does have some votes. Laura's in third at 15.4, and LZ, you in single digits, man, 8.4%.
It's all right. I just retweeted it.
Okay, so you see if you can get some sympathy votes.
I'll get my followers to be like, oh, hell, man, I like Skittles. What's up, bro?
Yeah, but the thing is they can't – unless they're listening, they don't know until they vote that you're in single digits.
It's all right.
Unless they use their burner.
It's is Kevin Durant part of the snake draft too now? But you know what? It's quite all right.
So,
I am secure in my candy eating. Okay. If nobody else wants the hot tamales but me, then fine. I'll eat the hot tamales.
Were you trying to pander there with the hot tamales? Or are you just doing that?
No, that's a hood candy, man. Okay. Hot tamales, Mike and Ike.
Yeah.
Okay. You know.
Mike and Ike are good. I like Mike and Ike.
I don't love Mike and Ike. It's fine. I'll eat it, but it's not my favorite. All right, Laura, give me some NFL music here. Give me some NFL music. We have our picks versus the spread. So, Greg, give people the standings before we get the caller on.
All right. You and I are tied at 55 points, Sedano. So, 55 for Sedano, so 55 for Greg. LZ is right behind us at 51. And, yeah, Laura's got 39. She's not doing too hot.
Right.
Sedano, you won last week with 12 points. LZ had 11. I had 3. and Laura somehow lost to me even there. I had two. So,
wow.
In trouble.
Disclaimered, I sucked at this game. So.
Yeah. You started off good, though, Laura. You did. You started off really good.
George,
like Greg.
I was gonna say disclaimer, like we can't see it.
Yeah.
Just putting it out there, man.
I know. But Greg was all cocky. Remember, LZ, how cocky he was those first couple weeks?
Yes. And I said it. I was like, I'm doing it now because I'm not going to be able to do it later.
He was so cocky. And I said, man, it's 17 weeks, a long time, okay?
Long time.
I mean, LZ and I are veterans of picks versus the spread. We have done this for a long time. So this is,
you got to build
season.
Up into it. This isn't a sprint. This is the 800, baby.
Yeah, it is the marathon. So for those that don't know how we play, this is what we do. We pick five games each and every week against the spread. We assign a confidence vote to it that you can use once. For example, LZ, every week, he picks the Rams, no matter what the spread is, and he gives them a 5. That is the team he is always most confident in. It is kind of his deal. And then, for example, let's say of the 5 games, there's a game you're least confident in. You can give that a 1. So if you win that, you only win 1 point. But if you lose that, you only lose 1 point. So it's not so bad. And then, obviously, so on and so forth in the middle and in between for numbers 2, 3, and 4. So we have Alfredo in Santa Barbara. Alfredo, do you know how to play the game?
Let's do it.
All right, cool. So the first game, I'm going to go with LZ. Well, we already know LZ. So LZ, it's the Rams -3.5 against the Dolphins, and you are taking the Rams, and that's your 5.
Correct.
All right, so we're going to go with Laura next. Laura, Rams -3.5 at the Dolphins. What is your pick?
Rams 5.
Rams 5. Okay. Greg Bergman, Rams -3.5 at the Dolphins. What do you got?
Let's make it 3 for 3 going Rams 5.
Wow.
I'm a trendsetter.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Alfredo, Rams -3.5 at the Dolphins. What do you got?
I'm going 4 for 4, Rams 5.
Okay. I am also going with the Rams, but that's going to be my 1. Like, I think this is going to be a real game. I'm with DeMarco swayed me when he said I had picked it earlier, but he really convinced me because I could have changed it up. When he said that he thought the first half will be troublesome for them just because of the whole lefty thing, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So I got Rams, but that's my 1. Next, we've got Ravens -3.5 versus the Steelers, okay? So the Ravens are the home team. They are 3.5-point favorites against the undefeated Steelers. LZ, where are you going?
I'm going with the Ravens, but that's my 2.
Okay, yeah. You think it's going to be a close one. Laura.
I'm going with the Steelers.
Okay, so Ravens, Steelers, you're going with the Steelers, and that's your what?
My 2.
Your 2. So you both have that as your 2. Greg.
I have Steelers and 2 also, which
Steelers
doesn't make me too
happy. Steelers and 2 also. Okay, and Alfredo?
I'm going Ravens with 4.
Okay, I am like you, Alfredo. I'm going to go even further. The Ravens off a bye week against a Steelers team that didn't look so great in the second half against Tennessee. I'm going to go the Ravens, and that's my 5. Like, I think the Ravens off a bye week, Lamar Jackson has been dominant against this team in the past, and I think he will continue to do so. Next game, Chargers -2.5 at the Broncos. LZ Granderson.
Chargers 4.
Okay, Laura, Chargers or Broncos?
Broncos 1.
Okay, Greg, Chargers, Broncos?
I went Chargers 3.
And Alfredo, Chargers, Broncos?
Chargers 3.
Chargers 3. I also have Chargers, and that is my 3 -2.5 for the Chargers on the road. I don't like to normally bet the road dog, but I'm taking it in this one because the Broncos are just trash. Raiders at Browns. The Browns are at home. They are 2.5-point favorites. Derek Carr, by the way, here is a stat for you, okay? I got a sexy stat for you. You don't have to change the music for this sexy stat. According to Josh Dubow of the Associated Press, the forecast for this game at 1 o'clock in Cleveland is 43 degrees, showers, and wind. Derek Carr has a 68.9 passer rating in games played in temperatures below 50 degrees that ranks 47th out of 49 quarterbacks since 2014 with 5-plus starts in the cold, ahead of only Jeff Driscoll and DeShone Kizer. The Raiders are 2-11 in those games. So, LZ, I don't know if that swayed you or not, but where are you going, Raiders or Browns? Browns are 2.5-point favorites.
I'm going to go with the Browns.
The Browns?
The Browns.
Which one?
It's so hard, Jordan.
It is hard.
I'm going to make the Raiders my pick, and that's going to be my three.
Okay. Laura?
I'm going to take the Browns, and that's going to be my three.
Okay. Greg?
I am taking the Raiders, and that is my four.
Ooh, you confident in the Raiders this week.
Yes,
Alfredo.
Sir.
I'm going to go with the Raiders. That's my one.
Okay, I'm going to go with the Raiders, and I'm like Alfredo. I'm not that confident. I think Derek Carr finally gets over that hump. The Browns give up a lot of running, a lot of yards on the ground. Josh Jacobs and those guys can run the ball. I'm going to go Raiders, and that's my two. So Raiders plus 2.5, and that's my two. Last game, Saints minus 5.5 at the Bears in the cold confines of Soldier Field. No Michael Thomas in that game, LZ, but the Saints are still 5.5-point favorites. Where are you going?
I'm going with the Bears, and that's my one.
Okay. Laura?
I'm going to do the Bears, and that's my four.
Okay. Greg?
I took the Bears, and that's my one. The Bears.
Okay. And Alfredo?
Bears, and that's my two.
Okay. And I've got the Bears, and that's my four. So, Alfredo, best of luck. If you beat us all, you come back. You don't win a second cooler, but you get to come back and try to beat us again, okay?
All right. Sounds good. My daughter wants to say hi.
Oh, yeah, sure. Absolutely. What is her name?
Isabella.
Hi, Isabella.
Hey, Isabella.
Hi.
What's your favorite dad Halloween candy?
Oh, yeah. What's your great favorite Halloween candy?
Kit Kat.
Ooh, that's my girl. That's my girl
Isabella,
right there.
Way to go.
Isabella, is it okay that your daddy forces you to listen to us when you're in the car?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Well, we like that. And I love Kit Kat. So
we old school with back when you guys were Keyshawn, George, and LZ. And, you know, so I actually won back then when we did the LAFC, the new stadium.
You were there for that. Yeah, oh, man. That was a long time ago.
I got my picture with LZ with the Nay.
Hey, that's what's up, bro.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Man, that's
I might
awesome.
Dip into some Nay tonight.
Yeah, it's Friday. We got to do that for sure. So.
Yep.
Well, Alfredo, thank you.
Corporate Greg too. Corporate Greg. I'm going to throw back Corporate Greg.
That's awesome, Alfredo. Thank you for being such a loyal listener, man. Congratulations on the cooler and good luck this weekend. And you and your family stay healthy and stay safe. Okay.
You as well.
All right, brother. Take care. That segment, of course, our picks versus the spread, is brought to you by Corona Extra. Our game day beach is back. Always enjoy the game with Corona Extra, the official cerveza of the Los Angeles Rams. An official cerveza of the Los Angeles Rams. Want to make sure we make that distinction. All right. I negotiated it. Scott Cabell is coming up. We're doing crosstalk early. That way you and I, LZ, can get into the Nay quicker. On a Friday. So we do a crosstalk a little early. Oh, there it is. Halloween. Michael Myers. Scott Kaplan. Who is the greatest horror movie? Oh, he's not on yet? Oh, sorry.
You still ask him.
Thought he'd be there already. Oh, now he's there. There we go. Scott Kaplan is there. The Scott Kaplan Show is coming up next after us here. He accommodated us to do crosstalk early. Halloween music is blaring. That way we could get into the Nay earlier. Scott Kaplan, who is the scariest Halloween horror movie character in the history of horror movies?
Horror movies. It's a horror. All right. I heard somebody say earlier that they lost sleep as a kid. You guys ever see a movie called Salem's Lot?
God, yes.
Yeah.
Knocking on the window, please let me in.
Oh, my God. Little brother has died.
Oh, my God.
Is floating outside the window, scratching on the window. I'm not joking. I'm probably 8 or 9 years old when I see this. To this day, every night it's in my mind. They got me.
Yeah. Well, it's one of those Stephen King movies, man. He gets you every damn time.
It was so good. That was such a spot-on moment. Because, like the little vampire made a convincing argument. You know? As far as, you know, monsters go, it's like going, maybe I should let him in. I mean, I am related to him.
That is funny. let me ask you this, Scott.
Yes, sir.
Because, you know, in 1984, when the first Nightmare on Elm Street came out, okay, I was 7 years old at that time. So I was terrified of Freddy Krueger. And even in the second one, right, the Johnny Depp movie where he gets eaten by the bed, as LZ mentioned earlier, still scary. But then there got to a point where Freddy basically became a stand-up comedian and became a lot less scary. Do you recall the pivot to Freddy just giving you the one-liner before he hits you with the claw? Like, do you remember that?
I know exactly what you're saying in that there was a time where you were petrified of him.
Right.
And then there was a time where you were willing to look him in the face and laugh at him.
Right.
Yes.
And I don't know where that transition happened. How many of those movies, Nightmare on Elm Street, were there?
Oh, man. There was at least five or six. And then there was the one that they did after called The New Nightmare, which was basically it was them like filming another Nightmare movie with Wes Craven. And like they fell back into the nightmare. Mm. It wasn't bad, actually. It was pretty good.
Wasn't bad.
What about
wasn't there like a Freddy versus the aliens too?
There was Freddy versus Jason.
Yes.
Yeah.
Was it?
No. Jason? Then there was Predator versus Alien.
Predator versus aliens. There we go. I'm getting them all mixed up because at the end of the day, they're all silly.
We had some verses in there for a little while. Yeah. And Jason, I remember, was Jason on the moon? He took New York one time. I do remember that.
I do remember him taking New York. Yeah. Was he on the Q or the A train?
I don't know. I thought he might have headed on the 6 to the Bronx. I mean, it could have been me, but
I wouldn't go to the Bronx even if you were Jason. I'd stay out of the Bronx. Good luck,
Cap,
bro.
Lived in New York too. He knows what's up. Cap, yes, let me ask you this: we've got we had a snake draft today on Halloween candies.
I heard it.
I want you to judge. Okay, we need you to judge on this. All right, so here's what we got. We've got the snake draft. I want to make sure we find it here. So here's the story. Laura went first. She had the first pick in the snake draft. She took Snickers, okay? Then she had the 8th pick. She took Three Musketeers. She had the 9th pick. She took Sour Patch Kids. And then 16th pick, smart pick by her, going very authentic, very Mexican, very Southern California, Vero Elotes Chili Lollipops, okay?
C-U-N-C.
Yeah. And then Greg had, with the 2nd pick, he took Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, strong. 7th pick, 100 grand bar.
Very good.
Not a fan, but that's fine. 10, he took Starburst. This is getting weaker now.
Yeah.
And then 15, he took a Tootsie Roll. When was the last time you saw anyone have a Tootsie Roll?
Tootsie Roll? Tootsie Roll?
Basically.
Yeah.
That the song is more popular than the last time. You saw someone play that song more recently than someone actually eating a Tootsie Roll.
If you had a Tootsie Roll and you as a kid had any cavities and you had any fillings in your teeth,
that would work.
Tootsie Roll was what took the fillings out of your teeth.
Pretty much. Yeah. I'm with you. So LZ took M&M's with the 3rd pick, Skittles with the 6th, Hot Tamales with the 11th pick. And then I thought just great value in this draft with Butterfinger at 14. A tweeter said it best, Butterfinger being the Aaron Rodgers of the 2004 draft of our snake draft, basically.
Yes, wow. And like Aaron Rodgers, I'm still sitting down early on the bench because I only have like 9% of the votes.
Yeah, and then I took basically the Mount Rushmore of traditional chocolates. They were all available to me, and I took them. You know what I mean? So I took Kit Kat at 4. I went back-to-back with Twix at 5. Then I had Crunch, Nestle Crunch at 12, and then the old-school traditional Hershey bar. So of those four, which is the one that you think deserves to be crowned the winner?
Well, George, let me say this. The debate that you guys have been having about Kit Kat versus Twix, it's hard to believe that you actually took Twix number 2.
Yeah.
When you had Kit Kat, which I'm surprised.
Yeah, but it was available to me. So I said, you know, because I feel like the debate raged on, and I'm like, all right, I'm going to take them because I feel like they're the two best available on the board.
And then I saw the poll on Twitter, and just because I thought everybody was voting against LZ, and I thought everybody was voting for you because you took all, like you said, the Mount Rushmores, other than I would have had that Hershey chocolate bar with almonds. Hershey and almonds, very good.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. Very good.
Yeah.
So I voted for Laura, if I'm being truthful.
As well.
All right.
But if I'm being really truthful, okay, I want to say that I think LZ has the best. I think he's got the best team.
That's a pity vote. He made you pity him. That's what happened.
No, here's what happened.
I didn't say
happened.
Anything.
Here's what happened. When I heard LZ say on the radio that hot tamales are from the hood, I went, that's my favorite. That's my favorite team right there, because I didn't know that.
It's very hood. It's very, man, we used to eat hot tamales in school like it was food. Like it was like hot tamales, Mike and Ike's, now and laters, like all the candies that could rot your teeth out before you actually graduated from high school. That was what we were eating.
Speaking of eating, are you a McRib guy? First time the McRib is back nationally since 2012.
So I would be a McRib guy, I think. I would be, but I don't think I can be. In other words, I think I'd like to have the McRib, and then I think I know the texture of the McRib. Mm-hmm. And then it's saucy and it's soft, like the stuff should just fall off the bones, but there's no bones. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm with you.
When was the last time you were at McDonald's?
So for me, more recently, because I have two small children, and you know when you have two small children, they like a little Happy Meal every once in a while. Mm-hmm. So when my wife goes with the kids through the drive-thru, you know, it's usually like once a month, I'll be like, yo, throw me in like a six-piece nuggets. Like, hit me up with
that. That's what you get?
Yeah, little six-piece, so I don't feel that guilty, you know, not having great, you know, having fried fast food, you know?
Oh, my God.
What about
God?
You, Triathlon Man? When was the last time you went to McDonald's?
I can't remember the last time I've been there, but the problem is I wouldn't have the self-control that George has. Six-piece, I mean, I'd have like two double cheeseburgers because I know that they make the double cheeseburger fresh because nobody orders it.
Right.
You know? Yeah. And I like it like when it's greasy and it melts. I mean, it's good. It's soft. It's hot. It's like it's hot and soft.
Right.
What about you, LZ?
Last time I was at McDonald's?
Huh. I mean, you don't get all ripped up by eating that.
I didn't want to go there, but I'll just say it's been a minute. It's been a minute. I do like the fries, and if someone has fries that are hot, I probably would eat some of them. They're but I've so never good. Left my house going, I'm going to McDonald's to get something to eat. I've never done that as, like, after, certainly not after 40. I'm thinking maybe not after 30 because I was living in New York and nobody eats at McDonald's in New York either.
Right.
But I got to say, I would have a really hard time just getting a six-piece, George.
I mean, I'm not there. It's not me. Like, I'm telling my wife, just grab me a six-piece, and that's it. Like, if I were there, maybe it would be tougher because I'd see, you know, you see the menu in the drive-thru, and you're like, ooh, maybe that looks good, right? But you don't have that. So it's just like auto-reflex, quick, boom, six-piece, let's go. Yep. I down them in, like, 2 seconds, and it's over, and I've satisfied the taste that I would want for McDonald's. And honestly, before having kids, it just like you guys, it had been years that I had had McDonald's. Yeah. But I'll tell you this, we've all done this. We've all three of us have covered games before. You've come back late at night, and there is usually a drive-thru open at that time. Now, I try to go, these days I try to go a little healthier. I go a little Del Taco because Del Taco's got the Beyond Meat tacos.
No,
yeah.
No way.
So I feel like I'm doing better by doing that as opposed to, you know, hitting some fried stuff up. But so that's usually my go-to in the drive-thru.
I'm just fascinated by people who DoorDash McDonald's.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, that seems ridiculous to me. But that's fine. But you know what? You do you. Now, Scott, what do you got in the show today before we let you go?
All right, well, listen, thanks for taking the day off yesterday, George. It gave me and LZ the opportunity to talk to Dave Roberts. For people that missed that, I definitely want to play some of the highlights from that. Also, nice. Steve Garvey, the Garv, coming up. I want to wrap up the week of the World Series. So that, we'll get into a whole bunch of NFL stuff. I've got my man crush list. LZ, you're about to crack it, by the way. I've got my man crush list this week, so stay tuned for that.
Well, Scotty, I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to working with you. It's been too long. We're going to work together on Monday and Tuesday. So while LZ goes and does adult things like, you know, cover an election, you and I can have some fun over here. So
I'm looking forward to it.
Brother. It is every 4 years. We get it. Well, it's actually every two because then you have the midterms. Anyway. All right.
No one takes off for the midterms.
Scott Kaplan Show.
All right, we got to wrap. I'm out.
Is coming up next. LZ, great job as always. Thanks to Greg, Laura, all the callers. Cap is coming up next. We'll talk to you on Monday. Have a great weekend. See ya.